Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Good afternoon and welcome to the AC All Access Show here on the 4th of January 2020, live from Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main Street. Hey, it's been a couple of weeks. But, you know, winter break does that to you. A lot of the student-athletes going home, so with no one to talk to, there's no point doing a show. But happy to be back with you. My name is Ian Wentz. Stacy Mitchell's in the building, sales department. Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College. He's off mic for now. We'll talk to Prang in about 45 minutes. We're going to talk some ACHA Men's Division I hockey with Sebastian Smith. We're going to talk with Bailey Taylor with the Adrian College Women's Basketball Team. But first, we're going to talk some men's college basketball at Adrian. The coach of the Bulldogs, Tim Kaiser, joins us. Thanks for making the time, Tim. I know you have a road trip to get to today, but boy, welcome back from break, huh? Just getting right back into the mix.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
The season didn't start probably the way you wanted to record-wise, but a bit of a hot streak. You've won two of your last three, 2-9 on the season, but all of that's prior to conference games. So what have you learned about your team through the first few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, didn't get off to the start any of us wanted or hoped for. But I feel like, you know, in the month of December, we had a lot of time to practice. We got healthy. And we really started to form an identity, which I think was really, really important. You know, you'd like to do that in the first week or two of the season, kind of figure those things out. It unfortunately took us a little bit of a longer time, but I do feel like we've kind of figured out exactly how we need to play to be the most successful. I think over the course of our last four games, we've really, really shown that. And, you know, we've played a lot of really tough teams in the non-conference schedule. So heading into conference play, I think we have a lot of confidence and feel like we're on the right track of, you know, giving ourselves a chance to have a really good season in conference play.
One of the non-league games kind of recently was, I believe you played Case Western, right? Was that home?
Yeah.
I gave them a bit of a run. That was a ranked team at the time, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, Case, I think they're maybe in the new ranking. I think they might be fifth or fourth in the country. Had it to within 6 points a couple minutes ago. And honestly, it was a game that gave us a little bit of confidence, I think, because our players saw that they could have success against teams like that. But it was still like a frustrating game overall because we felt like there was plays to be made that we didn't make. We didn't come out the first 3 minutes and set the tone defensively, let them get into a little bit of a rhythm. That game definitely, I think, helped springboard us into our Hiram game. I think our players left that game disappointed, but felt a little bit of confidence, and it carried over into practice. And it allowed us to, you know, continue to get better and, you know, play pretty good basketball before we went home for Christmas break.
Speaking of the break, you recently played in the Otterbein tournament over the holiday break. You lost to Otterbein, but you beat Covenant College recently. That was a low-scoring game, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it was one of those games that was like, I don't know, those games can be really, really frustrating as a player, as a coach. You know, they switched defenses a lot. They were going, you know, from a 2-3 zone to man-to-man where they switched everything within their 2-3. You know, when the ball hit the high post, they'd start playing man. You know, you got to make shots against that type of defense. And unfortunately for us, you know, we couldn't really make anything. We were 1-14 from three. But the positive thing is we just found a way to win the game. You know, a solid team. And in the second half specifically, you know, we played, you know, as good of defense as we've played this year. And I think, you know, what they did offensively in the second half wasn't just them missing shots. It was, you know, us really forcing them to fight the shot clock, take long, contested off the dribble jumpers. And no team's going to have crazy success when you're taking those types of shots. And so it was good to see our guys, you know, continue to find a way to win the game and also to close the game out. You know, we've had some struggles this year where, you know, we've had some leads late in games, you know, 4 or 5 point leads with 2 minutes to go and, you know, found ways to lose those games. And so it was nice to end up on the winning side of one of those close games down the stretch.
Yeah, it's nice to win a rock fight. There was a rock fight last night. We're going to talk about that in about 12 minutes or so at Adrian College. we're talking men's basketball with Tim Kaiser. He's the head coach of the Bulldogs. So we put some non-conference play behind us. You have some MIAA play coming up. You have a three-game homestand in the near future. But tonight, this afternoon, you're driving up to Alma to take on the Scots. Can we get a little scouting report without giving away your whole game plan?
Yeah, no, I mean, the keys to that game are very similar to what they need to be for our team anyways. But offensively for us, it's just going to come down to being disciplined. You know, they're a team, they run a press 2-2-1, they're trying to turn you over. But more importantly, try and force you into early tough shots. And so it's going to be our ability to break the press, flow into offense, and take the shots that we need to take. And that's been, you know, a battle for us, especially at the beginning of the year until now. It's something that we've got a lot better at. But it gets tested in games like this. You know, when they're pressing you, when you have some early advantages, maybe some two-on-ones or some three-on-two fast break opportunities out of the press, you know, you really got to be disciplined and make sure you're taking the right shots. And sometimes that's a shot that's a little bit quicker in the shot clock if it's warranted. Sometimes it's not. And us finding that balance and staying disciplined is going to be huge. And also, them offensively, they're a team that, you know, they like to spread you out. They like to play out of ball screens. And they're going to take some tough shots. They might make some tough shots. And, you know, we have to respond to that better than we did when we played Otterbein on Friday. You know, those guys played a similar offensive style. And they made some really tough shots in the first half. And, you know, I thought we tried to match some of that shot making instead of kind of sticking to how we play. And that's how that game kind of became what it was. And I think today our guys are going to do a much better job. But I also think, you know, that this is a matchup that, they know these guys. Mm-hmm. It's the same team from the year before. And I think that helps. I think they're going to take these matchups personally. And I think if we defend the way we've been defending, we can make it really tough for them. And, you know, it's a game that will probably come down to the last couple minutes. And whoever's more disciplined and more together is probably going to win the game. And I think that's going to be us, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'll get to that recent history with the Scots here in a second. But we are here at Frickers. It's the ACL Access Show weekly, Thursday afternoons, 2 until 3 o'clock here at Frickers in Adrian, 2 to 3 for the ACL Access Show. My name is Ian Wendt, talking with Tim Kaiser with men's basketball at Adrian College. I feel like recent history, Bulldogs and Scots, they do play those close contests. And some years you split, some years you don't, but it just seems like we find ourselves in the mix in the standings with the Scots. For some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think tonight's going to be a battle. You know, last year we got the better end of them two times last year. And like I said, it's the same team coming back for them. And so I think their players are going to be ready to go for that reason. And obviously it's the first game in conference play. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a battle. I think it's an evenly matched game. And yeah, I mean, if we, like I said, we just got to remain disciplined and play our style of basketball for 40 minutes, and good things will happen for us tonight.
Yeah, road games in the conference, a little bit different than a non-conference road game. Your team has done quite a bit of traveling. You took a trip up to Canada to start the year. You're going to be up in Detroit in a couple weeks. We'll get to that later. Have those kinds of trips brought this team closer together? I think that's a cliche,
yeah.
But do you think that actually happened, Coach?
No, I definitely do. You know, I thought we handled the down moments of the early season really well. You know, it can be a struggle when you're not winning, you're showing up, you know, you're going on a losing streak, and, you know, you can get sometimes maybe some, you know, lack of cohesion or some finger pointing and things like that. But this group hasn't done that. It hasn't done that at all. You know, they've come in the gym. We've kind of made the oath to each other that we're going to come in and work really hard to get better every day and kind of see where that takes us. And, you know, our goal is to continue to get better and continue to play our best basketball as the season goes on. And definitely, you know, that was the purpose of those trips, was to help bring us together. And, you know, they have a lot of fun together. And, you know, to me on the road, it's about generating your own energy and enthusiasm, however that may be. And so, you know, that's a big thing. We've talked about it a lot. You know, we're going to leave at 3:15. We'll get up there about 2 hours before game time. And, you know, as soon as we step off the bus, you know, guys aren't going to have their headphones in. You know, they're going to be engaged with each other, talking to each other. You know, and trying to be the most energetic, most enthusiastic team, the team that's most excited to play. And I think when you do that, good things happen.
Quite a bit of balance with experience, I'd say, for your club. There are guys that have now been in the program 3 or 4 years. Does that help with a game like this, that familiarity with your opponent?
Yeah, I definitely do. You know, when it comes to a couple of their players who are, you know, their key guys, there's guys that, you know, that we got a couple guys on the roster that have played meaningful minutes against those guys and guarded those guys. And so from a scouting perspective, when we're talking about them, you know, there's a familiarity there. And when we're in practice and some of our young guys are going through, you know, guarding the scout team, you know, those guys can put the arm around them and tell them, hey, watch out for this, watch out for this, this is what he likes to do, whatever the case is. So I think the familiarity is definitely, you know, anytime it's a environment and people that you're familiar with, I think it gives you a little bit more confidence than maybe a new environment or playing against a bunch of a team that you have no idea about. So I definitely think with the familiarity it helps. But, you know, like you said, going on the road in conference is always tough. So definitely got to bring it tonight.
Talking men's college basketball at Adrian with their head coach, Tim Kaiser. Alma College tonight, 7 o'clock?
7:30 tip.
Okay. Doubleheader? No? Featured
7:30? Just 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Odd, but that's okay. I don't make that schedule. After that, you have a three-game homestand. You have Albion on the 6th. That's Saturday. And then January 10th, Calvin. And then Hope comes to town on the 13th. I know we got to focus on Alma. That's a pretty good stretch. Glad to get them all at home, though.
Yeah, definitely kind of a unique path of scheduling the MIAA took. You know, we play, I think, 5 of our first 6 in conference at home, or 5 of our first 7, and then we close 5 of 6 on the road. But, I mean, you play every team twice. You play half of them at home, half of them away.
Sure.
So at the end of the day, it all evens itself out. It doesn't matter too much. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to take it one game at a time. You know, we haven't thought about Albion yet. We'll worry about those guys after tonight's game. You know, us coaches have, you know, done a little bit of scouting for
sure.
That. But, you know, as far as the players go, it's all Alma until that game's over. So
that's right. Take down the Scots first. Looking at stats provided by Mr. Prang here, the Sports Information Director, assuming these are correct, he's made a couple mistakes, but, like, so many things correct. Points per game scoring, Kendall Crispin leads your team with 10.5, and then Braylon Dickerson with 10.1. Balanced scoring. That's what I'm going to take away from that. You're filling up the stat sheet. Is that part of your philosophy?
Yeah, I mean, in our last 4 games, I think 3 of the 4, we've had over 4 guys in double figures, which has been really good. You know, I'd like to see our leading scorers have a little bit more than that. You know, we've struggled to get in the hoop a little bit at times, but – but, yeah, I mean, it's a group that's got to be balanced. It's a group that's, you know, it's not a group that has a guy that's going to go, you know, get us 25 or get us 20 every single night in MIAA play. We're going to have to manufacture points together. But I think we can do that at a really high level. Like, I think, you know, the last 2 games we played prior to break, we played some really good offense in both those games. I felt, you know, we went to Otterbein, you know, we shot 5 of 33 from 3, which obviously you're going to struggle scoring the ball when you do that. Got to get some shots down. But I really like the way that we've been playing. I think, you know, we've been really, really moving the ball. We had 23 assists in our game against Hiram here at home, which is a really, really good number. And you can't get to that unless everybody's moving it. And so, you know, we've tried to build our team on the identity of we're going to play elite defense and we're going to share the ball. I thought first couple games of the year, we weren't really doing that. We weren't really doing that. We kind of, you know, made some tweaks, made a couple changes, but we've definitely been, you know, doing that better the last handful of games. And I think if we do that over the course of these next 14, I think we can surprise some people and do some things that people probably don't think that this team's capable of doing right now. So, yeah, that's why we have a balanced attack.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. I know we don't want to look ahead to these league games, but I do want to keep promoting. It's an AC night at the LCA, home of the Detroit Pistons, unfortunately. But the Bulldogs are coming up there. We're going to take on the Thunder on Sunday, January 28th. Don't want to look ahead, but, I mean, could you, you know, I mean, that's a very cool opportunity for the guys, the school, and your coaches.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're really looking forward to it. We're very, very excited. It's going to be a great night. You know, we're not really worried about the game yet. I think it's something that we all think about a little bit, not necessarily the opponent and what we're doing in the game. But more so the opportunity that we have to go up to Little Caesars, play a game, especially an MIAA game. It's going to be a great night.
So it is a conference game?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a conference game. And yeah, it's just a really good opportunity for everybody involved to be able to do that. And we're very grateful that we can. So
All right, we'll talk about the game more as we get closer to it. Coach, you're off the hook. Tim Kaiser with Adrian College Men's Basketball. I appreciate the time today. I know I have a bus to catch. Good luck with Alma tonight at 7:30.
Thank you.
And you are tuned in to the ACL Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Women's basketball junior guard Bailey Taylor joins us next. Later on in the show, ACHA Men's Division I hockey forward Sebastian Smith. Then we'll have a conversation with the sports information director at Adrian, Mike Prang. For John Keane back in the studio, I'm Ian Wentz. We're at Frickers in Adrian. We'll be right back after these messages.
Jacked.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Watch women's wrestling Friday and Saturday, January 5th and 6th. Saturday, you can also enjoy men's and women's basketball and men's and women's hockey.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Ian Wentz with you in the wings. Stacy Mitchell with the Cave. Mike Prang with Adrian College. We just finished our conversation with men's basketball head coach Tim Kaiser. His Bulldogs taking on the Scots of Alma College in Alma tonight at 7:30. Their next home game will be on Saturday afternoon taking on Albion. That's part of a men's and women's doubleheader at the Maryland. So stop on by and check out the Bulldogs. Right now we're going to talk about the Lady Bulldogs with their junior guard from Clare, Michigan, number 34, Bailey Taylor. I had practice with that. The game last night, team 7-5 on the year, Bailey. So got to feel like there's a little more good than bad. You guys are playing some very good-looking basketball, I will say.
Yeah, it's been good. I think we had a really good start to the season. We've had a couple unfortunate losses over the last couple of weeks that we're working on bouncing back from. But I think overall we have high hopes continuing. There's a lot of season left, so a lot of good left to be done.
And you've spent quite a bit of time in the lineup in your time at Adrian. I feel like you played as a freshman, correct, on the varsity team. So you've had a chance to see this team grow for a couple of years. And, I mean, the team looked good for early January. Do you kind of feel that way too?
Yeah, I feel like we've been looking good. I have high hopes. Something about this group, I think that we have a lot of good girls, a lot of talent, and I think that we work well together when we're out there and we're moving the ball and things like that. We do work well together, and I think we have that good chemistry off the court too, which is something a little different about this team that's pretty special.
From Clare, that's up north.
Yeah.
That's kind of near some Scots territory, just a little bit. What brought you to Adrian 3 years ago?
Adrian was just from the start. I kind of knew I wanted to come here. I was looking at a couple other schools in the MIAA, but meeting the coaches at Adrian and being able to be on campus, seeing the opportunity for my growth as a player in basketball, and then academics as well. I mean, all those things added up. Adrian really felt like the right fit for me, and really felt like home.
A lot of people that come on, and myself included, when I was a Bulldog class of, I'm not even going to say, but the opportunities to do things outside of the one thing, the main thing, you know, you play basketball, but going to Adrian gives you the opportunity to do other things.
Yeah,
is that another selling point a little bit?
Yeah, being involved in other things, other programs, groups, clubs, things like that. Definitely with the smaller enrollment size, it's easier to get involved in things like that and like kind of have your hand in different areas.
Talking with Bailey Taylor with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. 7-5 on the season. Just dropped your second MIAA game, but you're 2-2 in the league. We don't need to dwell on last night. It was a 4-point loss to Calvin. Just tight game throughout. What did you take away from that game in particular? I thought, you know, defensively played very well. You made a concerted effort to get the ball in the paint on offense. I was talking to Mike before. He said you only took 8 three-pointers. So was that part of the game plan with Coach Morris to kind of feed it inside a little bit?
Yeah, I think that just with our matchup, we were looking to get it in a little bit more. And also just I think we do pretty well when we work inside outside. And so I think that trying to get that in, whether that was going up with it or kicking it back out after, our opposed to a pretty good job of distributing the ball after it's kicked into them. I think that we, taking away from the game, it gave us a lot of hope. I know we lost and that was unfortunate, but a lot of hope playing Kelvin and playing that way and seeing even when we weren't at our best, we could still compete with them like that. I know our history with Kelvin isn't the best. So seeing that we could really compete with them just kind of shows how pretty even the conference play is this season. Like every team is beatable.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you're just a game different or two games different now from Kelvin overall. It just seems like when teams come to the Marilat, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's something on your bench or something on their bench, but a game that might not be tight on the road becomes tight here. What's it like playing in that environment?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think being at home obviously always gives us the advantage of, you don't have to travel, things like that. But I think the environment's really good, especially when we have people like the men's team coming to support other teams on campus. Even a game like it was over break, there's not a lot of kids here, and the gym still felt like there had a lot of energy in it. Our bench does a great job of staying engaged the whole time. We have girls that know that they might not see the floor at all, game after game, and they're still on the bench all 40 minutes cheering us on, which you can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, they play their role well, and they're always encouraging us and supporting us throughout the whole game.
Yeah, a deep bench for your team. I've noticed the game last night. I did the best I could on PA to try to, you know, get the crowd going. Yeah. But a lot of ladies rotating in the lineup. I feel like you've played maybe 9-10 girls. Has that been something that's happened all year you're comfortable with? What's the plan behind that?
Yeah, I think that's something that Coach Morris does. She does go pretty deep into the bench, and I think because we have the talent to be able to do that, not a lot of other teams, you can only get so far when you notice a difference out there on the floor. And I think recently we've had a lot of bench production and girls stepping up, so it makes it easier to do that. Like last night, our starters really didn't give us a whole lot, I mean, me included. And so there's a lot of girls on the bench that stepped up and filled in for us and, like, played that role. So it's not hard to be able to go down the bench pretty deep when you have girls doing their job when they get on the floor.
Yeah, huge game for Aubrey yesterday.
Yeah, she had a great game.
And, like, you never know game to game who could catch fire.
Yes.
And she might be sitting on your bench. So give credit to Coach and, you know, for the starting five to, like, all right, we're not clicking right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can and we'll feed off each other.
Yeah.
You're averaging just under 8 points a game, 4.4 rebounds per game. How are you feeling about that? Is it just a balanced team or maybe the matchups you're getting?
Yeah, I think we're fairly balanced. I think we've had games where we've had different girls going off, like Aubrey, Kylie, things like that. We have each game someone else steps up. Personally, for me, I have had doing pretty good at the beginning of this season, been in a little lull right now. But like I said, other girls are stepping up, and it's never a one-man team. Doesn't matter if some of our best girls are off. Other girls are going to step up, and they're going to fill that role. And that's when you have to – I mean, scoring's not everything. That's when you worry about your rebounds, your defense, seeing myself as, like, a defensive player, making sure that if I'm not producing, the girl I'm guarding isn't either, things like that. And I think as we get farther into play with more film out, obviously other teams are seeing what our strengths are and learning how to play defense against that as well. So I think it's just finding that having the ability to find different ways to score when teams shut down what has been working for us games before.
Talking with Bailey Taylor with Adrian College Women's Basketball, junior guard, you talked about rebounding. You average 4.4 rebounds a game. And, you know, I played the post when I played, you know, JV basketball back in the day. Guards didn't want to rebound. Guards didn't want to box out. And that's something I took away from yesterday is guards were boxing out and guards were rebounding, and you out-rebounded a Calvin team that I think average was a little bit lengthier than your team.
100%.
I mean, that's a great effort.
Yeah, you know. I think our guards do a great job of that, getting in there, challenging the ball, not giving up. Yeah, I mean, you never know. The one time that you dive in is the time that you're going to come up with the ball. I mean, it's never just all on the post. I mean, that's all of our jobs, too, out on the perimeter to crash the boards and get in there the best that we can as well.
Yeah, I mean, because they're working, too, on the block. And, you know, I'm boxing my person out, and then some guard comes in and grabs a rebound.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
What are we doing back there? pun intended, but bounce back opportunity this weekend. You're home again. Yeah. Taking on, a rival in Albion College.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just become the annual close game of the year with the Britons. Got to be amped up for that game, though, right?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty excited, me especially. Yeah, I think that it's going to be a great game. Obviously, super exciting home game last year when we played them. So I hope a lot of that energy is back. I think close games like that are when we thrive and, like, do our best. And having this opportunity at home right off the bat is a good start, and I think it's a perfect chance for us to get back into it and make a statement in our conference.
Talking with Bailey Taylor with Adrian College Women's Basketball live at Frickers on the ACL Access Show here on The Cave. Stop by Frickers for weekday specials, lunch specials as well. Sunday special chicken. They're still doing their personal pitchers, all that great stuff. I believe they're hiring as well for servers and kitchen staff here at Frickers. And Adrian, stop by for an application. So, Bailey, 2-2 in the MIAA. I think one of the goals for the season was make the tournament, right? The MIAA tournament, and then make some noise there. Do you feel like you're still on that path?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think there's a lot of season left still. And despite a couple losses that we may have not planned for, that doesn't take us off our path for that. So I think pushing through, it's just about seeing these next conference games through and making a statement there. I mean, we've had our little lull, but it's time to come back. And I think that as long as we play our game together like we know how to, we shouldn't have an issue making it there.
I mean, the loss yesterday was 4 points, and your other loss was a 1 point loss. So that was a non-conference.
Yeah, it was non-conference. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So I mean, just a couple possessions here and there can really make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know how you do film. But I'm sure if, you know, the coaches look and you look and you're like, well, if we don't take this bad shot or if we don't commit this turnover, we're right there. And, like,
yeah.
The margin for error at this point seems thin. It's not like, well, we don't have a chance. We don't have the talent. I think the talent's there. And just a play here or there. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, 100%. Our talent is definitely there. It's about those little mistakes that we make that like us beating ourselves, not things that necessarily the other team does to us, but those little turnovers. Those little things that we can control, and when we turn those around, I mean, we have so much room to grow there. We definitely have the talent to do it. I think it's just taking a look and seeing what things maybe that we should stray away from and what things we need to work harder at in order to just keep producing.
We'll talk about your backcourt for a second. Just a few players that you are on the court with. You started the game with Kylie Skidmore. And it was you. Was Julia? Did Julia start last night?
Yes.
Julia Tierman. Could you talk about those two and how you all have meshed? I feel like your lineup is set for the most part through the non-conference. And how do you feel you three work together?
I think we work well together. I think they both. Julia has a great IQ and does a great job distributing the ball. She sees the floor really well. Obviously, you need always couple of those on the team. Kylie does a good job creating for herself and others. I mean, she can get to the basket well. And working on getting to the basket and then kicking it out to us, that's creating shots for us. I mean, I don't get to shoot as often as I do when they don't create the way that they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think all of us work well together and we can communicate with each other, things like that. They're quick on D. They get their hands in there for those steals, tips, things like that as well. So
people that want to stop out and watch your Bulldogs play Saturday, 1 o'clock against Albion College. What are the Britons present maybe defensively or offensively that you're going to be focused on?
I know that
without giving away all your secrets,
some of the returners, to keep it short, some of the returners, we know the way that they play, and that's what we're working on these next 2 days in practice before the game, looking at film, things like that, just comparing the way that they've been playing this season so far, and how we match up to that, and what we can put forward in our best lineup to kind of hold their leading scores to a lower number, hopefully.
Sure. Thank you for the scouting report. Best of luck. I don't think you need luck, but I'll give it to you anyway. I'll be there Saturday if people want to hear this voice again. 1 o'clock for the Lady Bulldogs as they take on the Lady Britons of Albion College at the Marilat. We've been talking with Bailey Taylor with women's basketball. Bailey, thank you. Nice job.
Thank you.
You know, nice job last night. Let's get a win on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, Bailey Taylor with Adrian College Women's Basketball on the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right there on Main Street. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hit the ice with the ACHA Men's Division I hockey forward, a junior from Pinckney, Michigan, Sebastian Smith. He's waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him next. My name is Ian Wendt. You're tuned in to 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Watch women's wrestling Friday and Saturday, January 5th and 6th. Saturday, you can also enjoy men's and women's basketball and men's and women's hockey.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
I thought we had another skater. Is I know Hatcher.
Oh yeah. We haven't had Hatcher.
Yeah. I thought we did. Or we were going to, but he couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Good afternoon and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. Conversations about Adrian College athletics. My name is Ian Wendt. Mike Prang coming up shortly, the Sports Information Director at AC. We finished up our basketball conversations with head coach Tim Kaiser of the men's team and junior guard for the women's team, Bailey Taylor. We're going to switch things up. It kind of feels like an ice rink outside right now, so we're going to talk some hockey. ACHA Men's Division I junior forward from nearby Pinckney, Michigan, Sebastian Smith joins me. Thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Team number 2 in the country, 19-2 on the season, 9-0 in the league. But you're coming off a bit of a break, right? Yeah, a little bit of time off, maybe a day or two.
Yeah, our last series was the first weekend in December. We get a lot of time off. We don't ever play games during finals week. So we got little under 4 weeks off, I think.
Do you like that or wish you could keep going? I know it's a long, long season.
Yeah, I don't know. I go up and down as a kid and playing junior hockey. You don't really get that much of a break. Then you come to Adrian and you get 4 weeks off. It was a little bit of a learning curve, but I liked it. I think this year when we left, I didn't want to leave. You know, I was ready just to keep playing. But then, you know, 2 weeks into the break, I was like, oh, you know, we only have 2 weeks left. I got to go back. And, like, it's just a learning curve. But I kind of like it. I enjoy it.
It's all about, you know, health and, you know, hockey, they say a lot, keeping your legs under you.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
you know, maybe that first week or, you know, you're like, oh, I'm ready to go. And then it hits you and you're like, oh, I had that. Like, you can feel the pain a little bit and a chance to recover. But you had to ramp up at some point, right? Are you able to do stuff at the school or do you do stuff at home?
Yeah, we get ice at the school over break for the guys that stay in town and the guys that are from around here. Like, I could just drive from home if I wanted to. But we have workouts and stuff we do over break, and then we get a week back before we play our first game, so we get 5 or 6 practices in or about before we get to play our first game still. So,
all right. I'm going to go back further than this winter break. I'm going to go back a couple years. I like to ask people what brought them to Adrian College. Obviously, Pinckney not too far away from Adrian, but, I mean, you talk about the area, kind of a hockey hotbed. What brought you to this program?
The obvious answer would be my brother played here. My brother graduated last year, so my older brother came here in 2019, I think it would have been then. 2019, he came here. So I've known Coach Stalos for a while, and then you know, I just stayed in contact. Went and played my 1 year of junior hockey, and figured it was time to come to school. And you know, it worked out. It's a really good team. We win a lot, obviously. And
the winning helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's close to home, so it was. It was a cool experience to get to play with my brother for 2 years, and then obviously a short car ride from home. So
this year you've played in all 21 games, 13 goals, 7 assists. That's a pretty darn good average, nearly a point per game. But, you know, a lot of goals are assisted. So could you talk about your line mates and who you've kind of clicked with this season?
I started the year playing with my line. I ended the year last year with Sam Spate and Dylan Gajewski. And then we played the first probably 10 or 12 games together. And then we moved to me, Dylan, and then our captain, Matteo DiGiulio. And it's really been working. So I like it. I think our whole team's really, you know, firing all cylinders right now. And I'm excited for the second half. So
talking with Sebastian Smith with the ACHA Men's Division I hockey program. I feel like this team at Adrian has always had a target on their back. I mean, ranked number one, number two, or maybe a slip to 3 or 5, but people see that bulldog and you get everybody's best. Speaking of best, you're going to get the Canadian national team coming in here on Monday at 5:30. Canadians are pretty, pretty good at hockey. They know what they're doing. So that presents a different challenge, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I don't really. I'm not sure what to expect from them. I know they're a young team, but I know they're going to be a good team. A lot of their guys have major junior hockey experience. They played in the OHL or the QMJHL or WHL. So it should be a good game. Should be a good test to kind of get our feet back under us for the second half.
Speaking of those several different leagues you talked about, I've noticed that the World Juniors are coming on. I know hockey nuts are nuts about hockey, obviously. I mean, are you keeping track of that? And, you know, do you know some of the guys on those teams? Or
I try to watch. Some of them I played with when I was younger, a couple of guys in the USA team, but obviously they're playing at, like, either U of M or, you know, Boston College or something like that. But, no, I've been watching it while I can. It's hard to watch because it's the 8-hour difference. So it's you know, it's in, all their games are in the mornings and we have practice and everything. But I've been keeping up with it, so it's cool to watch. It's definitely a cool experience for them. So,
moving along here, big series coming up against a nearby rival in Calvin University at the end of the month. The January calendar, is it kind of sporadic? Do you have a game Monday and then nothing till the end of the month?
No, we actually
we got a couple in between.
Yeah, we have a couple in between. We play Eastern Michigan and Western Michigan next weekend, and then. And we played U of M Dearborn twice, which is usually a pretty good series. That's one of the teams that always gives us their best game, no matter what their ranks, no matter who they have. It's always a good game. So I'm excited for those. And then, we move into Calvin towards the end of the month. So I'm excited. a couple games, kind of just get our feet back under us for the second half, and then just slowly ramp up and gear up for Nationals in March.
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, you got your early part of the season, you know, you play maybe some non-conference good opponents, you get, you know, the Ohio series out of the way early, then you get a month off, and then it's like a sprint. I think the whole winter season is a marathon. I feel like you start in Halloween, and then you go till Easter, and then when January hits, you got to go. You got to play your best hockey right now. How many practices have you had back, and how's the team gelling so far?
We've had, I think we started skating on Tuesday was our first, like, the second was our first practice back. We had, like, an optional skate in the morning, and then we had a practice starting Tuesday night, so this was our third day back, and I don't know, the guys are excited, obviously. You know, our returners have a little sour taste in their mouth still from last year and losing the national championship games, so yeah, we're ready to get back at it and hopefully have some success in the second half.
Talking with Sebastian Smith with the ACHA Men's Division I hockey team at Adrian College. Just, you know, what's your I mean, you've done this a couple times now, a couple seasons with the Bulldogs. What's your approach? How do you take this January, February, March? Is it like when I talk to cross country runners, they say, you know, we want to be running our best times at the end of the season. Well, you got to win games along the way. How do you keep the line in the cage for, you want to play in the last game of the year and you want to win it. And I don't think that's any secret, but how are you approaching this year?
I think we're the only class. So I'm a junior. So our seniors won the national championship their freshman year. So we are, we're the first class that hasn't won one yet. And so I think we're hungry and eager to hopefully get a ring this March, and just coming back for second half, just gearing up. And like you said, just trying to play our best hockey towards the end of the year. We play Liberty, which is a big series, you know, Calvin, Dearborn, Grand Valley, and then playoffs too. Playoffs is always a good test to see where we stand and then how well we're gelling towards the end of the year. And then obviously trying to play your best hockey in the national tournament. We have to win 4 games in 5 days, if not 4 games in 4 days. So yeah, it's definitely a big test, and it's a great time. It's exciting and it's fun to play in. So
absolutely. So the next matchup for the Bulldogs will be against the Canadian national team. They'll be in Adrian Monday at a 5:30 puck drop, the next home game. I'm sure you can check out the ticket sales on the Adrian College app or go to adrianbulldogs.com for those. Should be a good one. A couple of great series down the road for you. We'll be keeping an eye on you, of course, and we hope to be playing in that last game of the season. Sebastian, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck on Monday and moving forward.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, that's ACHA Men's Division I Ice Hockey player, junior forward from Pinckney, Sebastian Smith, joining us on the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian, South Main Street. It's the place to be if you want to watch sports. Maybe the Lions playoff game coming up. Oh, yeah, there's a Week 18, too, taking on the Vikings. Maybe you want to check out that game here at Frickers. We'll be back. We're going to talk all sorts of sports information with the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, Mike Prang. We'll get to him right after these messages.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Watch women's wrestling Friday and Saturday, January 5th and 6th. Saturday, you can also enjoy men's and women's basketball and men's and women's hockey.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. My name is Ian Wentz. John Kane is back in our Cave studios in downtown Adrian. We are live at Frickers in Adrian, Food, Fun, Sports, and Spirits. Frickers, they're hiring. So if you're looking for maybe some part-time work, maybe switch up your career, stop on by, grab an application at Frickers on South Main in Adrian, just south of Beecher in the Maple City. All right, we've had a couple of great conversations about men's, women's basketball and some ACHA men's Division I ice hockey. We're now going to talk about all sports, everything going on in Bulldog Land. We're going to welcome in Sports Information Director Mike Prang. All right, so we're kind of through the meshing of fall sports finishing, winter sports starting, and here we go again, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, students are starting to come back for second semester. We just had our first game of the semester last night in that women's basketball game, men tonight. But then, yeah, men's volleyball starts next week already, and then come February, end of February is when we start transitioning into those spring sports.
I mean, it just packs the Marillette parking lot, you know, all the events you have at Adrian, and, you know, your staff is certainly very busy. Do you still have a couple people helping you out?
Yeah, I still do. I still have Jonathan Duvall, also a volunteer coach for the men's basketball program. And then Tyra Fife is also another assistant of mine, volunteer coach for ACHA men's Division III and Division I hockey.
Oh, nice. With 50 sports all together, they're on a play winner. How do you do what you do? I mean, it's got to be a lot of organization, which I don't have, planning, which I don't do. I mean, how do you stay sane?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, organization and planning and those long hours. But, you know, like, I guess what I enjoy about it is I work in sports, and, you know, every day is just doing something in sports and watching sports and, you know,
talking about sports, writing about sports.
That's what I get paid to do. You know, but like I said, those long hours and adjusting on the fly, kind of like whatever pops up here and there and all that kind of stuff, traveling here and there and all that. So
it can probably be, you don't need to name names, but, you know, there's a lot of personalities in athletic departments, a lot of coaches that, you know, need or want things. You got to balance with, you know, what you can do, probably what Craig wants to do, the athletic director, Craig Rainey, and the rest of the administration. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You're kind of taking orders from all different angles.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing that I'm very blessed about at Adrian is they trust me to do what I do, and they kind of – they stay away and kind of they know that I'll put a good show on for everyone. So, you know, an idea or an order will come down here and there, but otherwise, you know, I'm happy where, you know, I come to work and I get to just do what I do, and that's about it. So I'm happy about that.
You do get to take some trips with teams.
Yep.
Kind of pick out your calendar a little bit. Big one this weekend as you're heading down to Ohio. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, I actually just got back from South Carolina.
Oh, well, yeah.
Women's hockey. So I spent a few days down there. That was a good trip for them. They went 2-0 against some NESCAC opponents. They beat Williams 5-1 at the South Carolina Stingrays Arena in the ECHL. And then we beat Bowdoin the next night or the next morning. Both of them were morning games. We beat them 3-2 in overtime. So that was a fun trip. And then, yeah, like you said, come back, and then Saturday, men's and women's NCAA hockey is playing at the Walleye Arena. The women are playing Trine at 2 o'clock, and the men are playing Aurora University at 5:15, both non-conference games, but definitely still a good experience. And then next week when men's volleyball opens up, they go to Los Angeles, so I'll be jumping on the plane with them, heading out there.
Say that again?
Los Angeles, California.
Who's going there?
Men's volleyball.
No way. Wow. Wasn't it the women that went, like, to Seattle to start their fall campaign? Now the guys go to L.A.?
Yeah. So the women's coach, David Kwan, he likes to do something where, you know, throughout an athlete's 4 years here, you go to their hometown or near their hometown to play some games. So They had a senior this year that's from the Seattle area. That's why they went out to Seattle.
Oh.
Jose Soto, our head coach of the men's team, he's got a couple players out from California area. So this year they're making the trip to L.A. That way, you know, the parents that, you know, don't get to see their kids play much in person have an opportunity to. So they're going out there for three games against some very tough opponents, led by Vassar. That's one of them. And Vassar was in the national semis last year. They were actually upset. They were the number one team in the country last year. So it's definitely going to be a tough test, but definitely a good experience and a good way to kick off your program. Your season, I should say.
Yeah. And you're going to just find your way onto the plane, you said? Or
yeah, something like that.
In the luggage compartment.
Stowaway.
Yeah, exactly. wow. Just besides coaches, do you interact a lot with players or families or things like that, or it's mainly athletic director and coaches?
It kind of depends, you know, because I mean, I have student workers of my own which a lot of them are athletes, because you know when they're signing up for campus employment at the beginning of the year and they see sports in the title, a lot of tend to apply. Yeah. So I build relationships there, and then you know, kind of as I travel with teams, you know, the players start to have conversations with me and whatnot. So they, you know, I'm kind of a familiar face to them, and they see me as part of the team, which is something that I really enjoy. That's one thing I love about my job, is kind of being a face to these student athletes and everything. And then, you know, something as simple as, you know, headshot day at the beginning of the year for the roster on the website and stuff. You know, players talk to me, they see me again and everything. So, yeah, it's something I really enjoy.
Talk with sports information director at Adrian College, Mike Prang. I'm trying to think if this is year three, four.
Going on my fifth year now.
We're in the fifth year?
Yeah, I just started year five. December 30th of 2019 was my first year. So I just completed.
And you were the head honcho then?
No, I was the assistant.
You were the assistant then, okay.
Yeah, I did that for about a year and a half, and then was promoted to the head in March of 21.
All right. I knew you were assistant, and then you became. Yes. I was like, when did he even become? Yeah, hearing these student athletes say, well, you know, my brother was here, and you know, we came here in 2019, and I'm going, oh, I was gone 3 years by then. Oh boy, getting up there a little bit in age, but. Just the opportunities for all these student athletes. You know, we kind of make fun of Coach Sean Skelly and his team. You know, oh, they're going to Europe. Well, then they're going to South Carolina. They're going to Western Wisconsin. They go to New York. But all the teams get their fair share of travel. And like you said, it's good for recruiting. It's good for, you know, the people that are here, and maybe they're homesick and they're like, oh, I get to go to L.A. or I get to go to Seattle. And you kind of see that in the day-to-day, right? I mean, there were some Europeans on hockey teams that like going over to Europe, and girls from the East Coast that like going to New York and playing. But you see that every day, right? I mean, the players like doing things like this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a cool experience. And, you know, this is the time to do it is college. You know, you're living on your own, you know, finally out of the house and stuff. And there are some people that stick close to home, but if you're going to explore, you know, this is the time to do it. And, you know, that's why I kind of love what I do here, is because like, I'm lucky enough to, even though I'm out of college, tag along on some of these trips too, and do some exploring myself. Like, I've never been to Charleston, South Carolina until, you know, this past weekend, and it was a blast. And I've never been to Los Angeles, California. So I'm excited for that one. So
yeah. Oh, and you're working too.
Yeah.
Right. It's not totally a vacation.
You know, yeah.
Depends on who you talk to.
I stay busy,
you know.
And I'm working out there, but, you know, I like to work hard, but play harder is,
well, you know,
what I'll say.
When in Rome, maybe literally. I'm talking with Mike Prang, the sports information director at Adrian College on the ACL Access show. We are at Frickers here in Adrian. The sport I haven't brought up, coming back into the fold here for the winter. They've obviously done some matches right now, but it's the wrestling programs at Adrian. They're back practicing, right? They're getting back to campus and ready to go.
Yes, I believe the men's first duel back is next week, maybe the following week. Can't remember at the top of my head, but the women right now are in Cedar Falls, Iowa, home of the University of Northern Iowa Panthers, I believe. But for that's for the National Wrestling Coaches Association National Duels, which that's been a big tournament year in and year out and everything. And we have a tough opening draw against the number two University of Iowa Hawkeyes.
Oh,
tomorrow. Yeah. So it's definitely going to be a tough one. But, you know, our women are going to be excited for it. And I know they'll come ready.
Yeah. You know, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Exactly.
Right? You know, we're going to end the show a little bit with some positive news. But I think we have to mention, I saw it pop up this afternoon. About the unfortunate tragedy of losing a Bulldog athlete, Caitlin Engel, passed away over the winter break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you involved with the grieving process? I know it's something you don't want to do, and hopefully it's a dust off the handbook and, like, you know, coaches need help, players need help. How's the school handling that just untimely and horrible situation?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell right now just with not everybody being back, but I know, you know, it happened December 26th, the Tuesday after Christmas, which is just such tough timing, and kind of the news got back here that Wednesday and stuff. And I know Coach Mike Bowen, our head women's rugby coach, was a little, you know, kind of out of place, you know, girl being from Utah, very tough to tough to see her go and everything. She was also a women's wrestler as well. You know, we were very happy that Mike Bowen, head women's rugby coach, was able to go out to the funeral service. I heard a couple of the women's rugby players were able to attend as well. Coach Bowen spoke at it, just spoke such positive thoughts about her. A few of her teammates that weren't able to make the trip kind of sent some letters and some thoughts to Coach Bowen that he was able to share. And I know that the family seemed to enjoy that, and it was very warm-hearted out there. There's actually a video of the funeral service on her obituary, which we posted at adrianbulldogs.com. And you can see Coach Bowen talk, and it's just very, very heartwarming. It's very, very sad scene and everything like that. But I know that the athletic department and the entire Adrian College community was – you know, always going to be there for the people that need to grieve with it here in Adrian, but also mm-hmm. we send our deepest condolences to the family and out in Utah.
Absolutely. And everybody grieves differently. So the student athletes, you know, lean on their coaches or lean on a teammate. And I'm sure the college offers some sort of help with that grieving services,
yep.
You know, whatever the student athlete may need. Like I said, I do want to end the show on a quick positive note. A couple events coming up that we can hopefully get the alumni involved in and the Adrian community. As Saturday, as you mentioned, 2:00 and 5:00, you got NCAA hockey playing at the Huntington Center. They've played outdoor games before, but this is a little bit different being inside an actual professional arena. Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know the women and the men are definitely very excited for it. Tickets are available. They're on adrianbulldogs.com. If you just go to the team's schedule pages, it's $10 a piece for each game individually, or you can purchase both games for $15. It's definitely going to be a good opportunity. Women, like I said earlier, play at 2, and then the men are right after at 5:15. So kind of a clear the ice, full warm-up in between, and, you know, maybe step outside across the street, head to a restaurant for a beer, and come back and watch the men. So definitely going to be an exciting day, and like we've been talking about, just a great experience for the student athletes.
And then one more men's basketball going in the opposite direction up to Detroit. We've been promoting it for, I feel like, 2 months now, but it's the Adrian College Night at the LCA, home of the Detroit Pistons, Sunday, January 28th. That date is getting closer and closer. Ticket information the same, I assume?
Yep. Yep. On the Adrian Bulldogs men's basketball schedule page on our website. If you actually just go to the men's basketball page, there'll be a kind of a pop-up for you to purchase tickets. Tickets start at $33, but you get a ticket to the Pistons versus the Oklahoma City Thunder game that day. That tips off at 6. You get an Adrian College Detroit Pistons crew neck hoodie, and then you also get a ticket to the Adrian College versus Trine Thunder game. And then also a little bit, we get a kickback to our assist fund to to help some of our students on campus help out with when it comes to financial aid and stuff.
All right. That's on the 28th of January up in Detroit. Or if you want to go down to Toledo, check out some hockey this weekend. We also have men's and women's basketball at home for Albion on Saturday, 1 and 3 o'clock are the two games for that. We have ACHM men's hockey on Monday. Busy, busy weekend in Bulldog Land. Breaking it all down, Mike Prang, the Sports Information Director at AC. Prang, thank you, and maybe we'll get you on again. I don't know, but maybe. We'll find space for you.
Probably. We got a few months left of this show for the year. So.
Yeah, we got some games to call, too.
Something like that, yeah. We got a few games this semester. So, yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do for us at Adrian College.
Well, you're welcome. And that's going to do it for us here on the show. Big thank you to Frickers in Adrian right on South Main, just south of Beecher. Stop on by, lunch, dinner, whatever it may be. Some great food, fun sports, and spirits here at Frickers. For all the Bulldog fans out there listening and our listeners on the Cave, for John Kane back in our studio, I'm Ian Wentz saying so long and good afternoon. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.